This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year. Second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
The boys are at Niagara Frontier tomorrow morning. Tita Green was just announced. I'll be there on Monday.
All right.
Not broadcasting.
Just playing golf.
Playing golf. Yes.
Good for you.
Yes, it is good for me. I think it will be very good for me. Might not be that good for Niagara Frontier, but it'll be good for me.
Or your playing partners.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll scramble.
Yeah.
Nothing. What could go wrong?
No, I mean, that's easy peasy. Good deal.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, good.
So it's been schedule week, and not to just totally turn our backs to it. Of course, everybody always knows the who about the schedule, just not the when. Wednesday night was for the win. And I want to talk about the four big non-division games the Bills have all at home. It's so great that these are all home games. Last year at the stadium, you know, the competitive advantage that there is, and also just being able to go out there and see all these games. Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals, Eagles is the order. Just want to spend a minute or two on like each one and how we did with the timing. Like, so Baltimore week one, is that good or bad? I brought this up to Sal yesterday, and Sal, I think, rightly said, you can get pretty twisted with these, you know, like just conjuring all kinds of different angles and theories about like why playing a team at a certain point is good or bad. With week one, I mean, there can be exceptions, but you'd expect everybody to be healthy. Your best guys aren't going to see much, if any, action in the preseason. And, you know, you're going right headlong into the season against a team that is about your equal. It's an interesting way to start it.
Yeah, there probably shouldn't be many nagging-type injuries. I mean, I guess that can happen, attrition through camp. And certainly guys do get hurt in the summer in preseason games and in practice. So, that, I mean, that could tilt a bit. Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, you know, you should be looking at a pretty hearty complement of all the regular dudes. I like one of the first things I noticed when, you know, we were talking about this in advance of the actual official release. We had it, and it turned out to be right on Wednesday afternoon. that there is, you know, it's not – all the games are not equidistant from one another, but there is enough spacing there. I think the tightest is are the last two. The Bengal game is 3 weeks ahead of the Philly game. But you've got a few weeks there, November 2nd to December 7th between Kansas City and Cincinnati, and, of course, all the way from September 7th, the opener against Baltimore, all the way to November 2nd for Kansas City. So – unlike, I feel like a couple of recent years here, there have been little pockets in the schedule that you would look at, like, man, look at that. You know, San Francisco and Kansas City, maybe close by. Philadelphia and Kansas City 2 years ago were right around each other, maybe back to back with a bye in between, if I remember correctly.
And then Dallas.
And, you know, that ended up kind of looking like a walkover. The San Francisco game was not that hard. But, you know, sitting here in the springtime of those seasons, prior to those seasons, those look daunting. There is no place on this schedule that looks like that.
Except I must say, both the Dallas and San Francisco games to me were never daunting.
You were
both
never
easy wins.
Worried about them.
I knew they both would be. I thought they both would be easy wins.
Yeah.
They're going to get here and run out of the tunnel and be like, "It's so cold and dark." What's one loss going to – one loss is not going to kill us.
Yeah, and as it turned out, San Francisco's season was – like, it got away from them before they got here even.
Yes, and that was not a one-sided game, really. That was turnovers, the Niners. You know, like, they were about even with the Bills, but they fumbled at the goal line twice or something. Like, they sort of gave it away. Anyway, your point.
So I like the spacing. I think it might allow – and McDermott, Sean McDermott, sort of revealed, I think, in talking to Sal – and Matt Bove on their It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, in advance of the schedule release, when asked about what you look for, he did make a point about the spacing. Like how you know, where are different games, and where are there, it wasn't so much the spacing of the opponents specifically, because of course a coach is not going to tell you which teams he's more worried about, but it was basically where are there pockets where there's a little extra time, where's there a time crunch, and when can we try to sort of do a little work if we've got a pocket of extra time, when can we do a little work on an opponent where there's a shorter amount of time. Like, if we do work on third down, say, stuff with, you know, for a game where we know we're on a short week, and do that in advance and that kind of thing. And I think the spacing of these games, while I'm not ready to go long on how much rest there is in between, it's just you've got gaps there. So if you feel like you need to do a little extra work on the Bengals and the Chiefs, you've got the time to do that. It's not like they're right on top of one another. So I think that's advantageous. I really feel like if someone were, I think misguidedly so, wanting to make a case that the league was trying to like spoon feed the Bills a Josh Allen Super Bowl appearance, that this schedule is as advantageous as it can get, considering that the teams you're going to play are locked in. There's nothing you can do about it. But I think the Bills avoiding all the other stuff, the Europe and the holidays and all that, and the spacing of these four games, I think it's advantageous. Like, I could see someone in Kansas City or Baltimore or Cincinnati looking at the Bills' schedule going, man, they really got, you know, they got off easy.
I just think it's the quantity of quote easy games versus not. Like, I guess maybe you'd want them spread out. I understand. I just think what jumps out is stretches where, like, you know, the weeks 2 through 7 or whatever it is, where you're playing teams that have been bad. Like, it's just, maybe it's just mostly semantics, you know. Just,
yeah, it's the same point, really. It's the schedule looks easy because the hard games are spaced out and in between is like,
Because there are so few.
Yeah.
I think it's why it looks easy, because there are so few for me. But Baltimore week one, like, is there any strategic advantage either way with that being the opener? I guess I haven't thought of one yet. I will say again, you'd expect all the stars to be on the field.
Yeah.
Which is what you got last year, even though it was the playoffs. I mean, both teams were mostly healthy, I guess. So there's that.
Yeah. I don't necessarily disagree with a point I think Sal made when we posed this, or when you posed this to him yesterday, that Baltimore is such a different animal offensively, specifically Jackson and now Henry here for a second year, that really they play in a way that no one else on your schedule is really capable of playing. So you have all summer to like go to school on what you want to do with the Ravens. And I think that if I can find an advantage there, I would say it's to Buffalo's favor, because I don't know that the Bills, I mean, Allen is unique as Jackson is, but their offense, I don't think is as, it's just that Allen is not as big a threat as Jackson. Jackson just is a level above even as a runner, as great as Allen is. And so you really got to button that up. And Henry is just such a big, powerful guy that it's a unique matchup. And having it right out of the box instead of in the middle of your season gives you a lot of ramp up time, I think. So I do like that point. I think that that's a valid point. I don't know if it doesn't mean they're obviously going to win the game or anything, but it gives you an opportunity to do as much extra work on that as you feel you need to do.
I guess I would say that does work both ways in...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Ravens, in this case, having the same amount of time to show different looks, to come up with, pivots when it comes to the Bills. But that's just always going to be said. The Ravens outgained the Bills by 143 yards in that playoff game. I guess I didn't remember that it was that one-sided. The turnovers, you think of the game for the Ravens' mistakes, the drop two-point pass, three turnovers to none. Allen threw for 127 against Baltimore. That's incredible to be able to win. With 127 passing yards and never forcing a punt to win the game is pretty good. Ravens had the opening night game last year in Kansas City, and now they're at the Bills. So they're used to tough asks in week one. I looked up Lamar Jackson in openers, and I'm not sure anything is that profound here. The game against Miami is memorable in 2019, where he had taken that starting job as a rookie. They made the playoffs. He had an awful playoff game against the Chargers at home, and they lost. Next year, he came out. They won 59-10 in Miami, and that was like the beginning of unanimous MVP, like that season for him. There was a Monday night game they lost in Las Vegas a few years ago. Anyway, just sort of bouncing ideas around about that night, sort of on paper. Kansas City week 9, the second of these four big games on the Bills schedule. No reason for me to think like anything is different about Bills Chiefs. Like, it's the middle of the season. They're probably both going to be, you know, competing with each other for seeds and, you know, division title stuff. I think when you put that game there early, you know, it's important, like the Ravens game is, you know, you just don't know anything yet about the season. By the midpoint, by week nine, we'll know quite a bit. And that will almost certainly be the game it's been, you know, for years on the calendar, huge in the league. Is Travis Kelce still Travis Kelce at that point? You know, whatever. There'll be things about the two teams that we won't know at this point. But
yeah, I do like for the timing of that game. I like from the Bills' standpoint that it's a couple of weeks after they will have gotten a couple of guys back. I mean, I don't want to overstate this because I'm not ready to say like Ogunjobi especially or Michael Hoyt are going to be big needle movers. But they are pieces that they added to this defense, and I'm especially intrigued about Hoyt. I'm really bummed out we don't get to see him fresh out of the wrapper when the season begins because he feels to me like a piece the Bills have not really had, like a player. Well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe Lorenzo Alexander. Like we did make that comparison was made, even though they're stature wise, physically they're not, they don't look that similar. But what, you know, Alexander was kind of a jack of all trades, and they ended up finding, you know, ways to make that work for them. And I feel like Hoyt is another version of that. And that, especially him, more than Ogunjobi, because I think Ogunjobi's just a, you know, he's a guy in your rotation on the defensive line. I feel like Hoyt might be somebody that you will be able to deploy in a variety of different ways, and that won't be fresh out of the wrapper against Kansas City. Maybe there's a case to be made that you know that would be better, but just get him on the field in the Carolina game and get an idea of like what really he can do for you from different spots, edge, interior, linebacker, even whatever, you wherever you want to put him. And Kansas City won't have a ton of run up on what they're doing with him yet. So I like that. And, you know, so that I feel like works out well for the Bills. If the Chiefs had been, you know, week five or something, then it's another one of these things that I think you might be able to look at and go like, man, boy, the Bills they really caught a break there.
Yep. The bye is nice for them in that way.
Yeah.
Week seven.
And it's really soft after Baltimore for the rest of those suspensions, depending on what Atlanta looks like. Atlanta might, you know, could end up being good. It's a harder game than you're expecting sitting here today.
I mean, the Jets, maybe not, but it's on the road, and Fields maybe presents sort of a unique challenge. But Miami, that's been a game when, not every time, but the Dolphins have often given the Bills a game. And then New England in week five is also, you're not saying it's like obvious,
right,
or a given that those are going to be blowouts or anything, but we have to see it first, you know? Like,
yep.
Maybe the Patriots are enough better to make that competitive. The league must think so by putting on Sunday night. So you have the Chiefs in week nine, Cincinnati in week 14. I guess I'm thinking right now that game is going to be massive. Maybe that's seeding, you know, maybe there's division races. I guess the Bills could have clinched the division by then. They did last year, but probably not. And I'm already excited about that one.
Yeah. I can't find anything that I consider advantageous there. Like I did with Baltimore, you got time, extra time to prepare. Of course, so do they, sure. But I've got that. That's good for that matchup. I made the point about the Chiefs and the guys coming back from suspension.
That doesn't apply anymore.
No. Cincinnati is the lone home game in a stretch of four out of five on the road. So you're away, Bengals, away. Even though none of the trips are arduous, you know, flight time wise, time zone wise, same thing. I just feel like you're going to get home in the middle of that. And if there's a pocket in the schedule I'm worried about, it's there, because I just think that's a lot. All that travel, I think could wear on them, like to the point where even like Houston is not a super long flight, but it's the longest trip of the year, and it's in that pocket. And I just I, you know, whatever the hardest thing, if you got an easy life, whatever the hardest thing you've got to deal with can sometimes get bigger magnitude-wise because it's the most challenging thing, even though it really isn't that hard. I feel like that's the Houston trip. So, and the Bengal game is, you know, shortly after that, you got the Pittsburgh game in between. I think that's a tough spot. 4 out of 5 on the road is tough, any way you cut it. Even though you're home for that Bengal game, I'm a little worried about that part of the schedule.
After that is Philadelphia week 17, which for me is kind of a bummer, that game being so late. Maybe it's huge. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's so late that each team or the Bills, as far as we care about it, just don't have a ton on the line. But, you know, maybe. I think that game is incredible in week 6. But week 17, so far off, there's just the whole season's going to play out first, and I can't get too hyped for it just because of that. But if it's big, it'll be that so great. I mean, Philadelphia, just like Super Bowl winner, play them early and enjoy the hype of that. By then, it won't be quite the same, I think. Let's get CJ in real quick. Go ahead, CJ.
Guys, I just want to say I looked at the Baltimore Ravens schedule, and if you were a Baltimore Ravens fan, it's like rubbing salt on the wound. Back-to-back years, you have the opening game against a team you lost in the playoffs. The Chiefs, you played them in the AFC Champion game. Next year, you played them in the opening game. The opening game is the hardest due to the fact that, one, you have no tape on whatever new scheme or whatever wrinkles they want to throw in. And two, you're in a division – against a team that you know the Bills are going to win a division. It's a lot weaker compared to what you're in. You can be behind an 8-ball the very first week, kind of like they was when they played us last year, 1-3, starting the season rough. It's not easy, and it's tough already being in the AFC. I just look at the Ravens schedule and say that's a tough pill to swallow.
Yep, thanks, CJ. That is correct. 2 years in a row, they open in a playoff rematch.
Right. They get the Browns week 2, but then it's Detroit and it's Kansas City back-to-back. At least the Lions game is in Baltimore, but then they're on the road in Kansas City. Houston and the Rams after that. Look, that's a pretty, you know, that's a healthy stretch for them.
Hard. All playoff teams except for the Browns in their first 6 games. We will turn our attention to the Amerks next. The Amerks are home game 2 of their best of 5 with Laval in the AHL playoffs tonight in Rochester. Kevin Oklubja will join us to give us a preview after the break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.